to others as you would have them do unto you. Be the change you want to see in the world. Have an open mind. All you need is love. Love will find a way. These statements like these, the world embraces wholeheartedly and really builds their lives around. Even though most of them come straight from the Bible, technically, but completely misunderstood, misconstrued, and made into whatever they want it to mean. When you hear statements like this, think about them and how unrealistic they are in the world's mind. Well, the golden rule, it sounds great, but that's straight up just love your neighbor as yourself. So they're just ripping off the Bible wholeheartedly right there. But be the change you want to see in the world. That sounds great. That actually sounds like a great motto for Christians to live by. Be the change you want to see in the world with no context, with no background, with no here's the change that needs to happen in the world. It leaves it open for anybody to say, well, this is what I think the world needs to be like, so this is how I'm going to live. You know, Hitler and ISIS lived that saying to the fullest. So being the change you want to see in the world is terrible advice without context, without guidelines, without this is how you ought to live. Having an open mind, the road to destruction is very wide, but the road to salvation is very narrow. As Christians, we don't have open minds in the way the world thinks because we are laser beamed on Christ. And incidentally, we have been revealed the secrets of the universe. You know, our minds are so mind blown on a daily basis if we're learning about Christ every day that as far as God's concerned, we couldn't have, you know, more of an open mind than the closed lock and key mind of the world. And the world's mindset on love, you know, just love one another, love will find a way, or love's the answer, it just doesn't make any sense because the world can't define love. You hear their definition of love and it's just, it's empty. It's a Hollywood love that's fleeting and really it's just an obsession or a lust. They have no idea what that even means. So today, as a Christian, feel blessed to have these, you know, what we believe has such a foundation that it has no potholes, it has no lack of defining as to mean nothing like the world's definitions to the secrets of life, to the way that you live. We're building our lives on solid rock. And that's amazing. And that's not for us to boast because we did nothing to believe. Our very belief is a gift from the Holy Spirit. So have patience and compassion on those around you. Have discernment on how to talk to, you know, non-Christians if you're getting in these conversations. And truly love, like a God-centered love, everyone, Christians and non-Christians. Love you guys.